WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Beef. President Trump is on the phone with China's President Xi, discussing a deal that would allow TikTok to continue operating in the U.S.
The kind of money we're talking about is very substantial, and it'll be owned by all American investors.
The CDC's new advisory panel meeting right now to consider new recommendations for COVID vaccines. Sabrina Cootbit reports from Atlanta.
While most people get their seasonal vaccines at pharmacies, licensed pharmacists in some states cannot give the vaccine without an ACIP recommendation.
The panel's just delayed a vote on recommendations for hepatitis B shots in newborns. We're learning Jimmy Kimmel had planned to address his controversial comments about murdered conservative activist Charlie Kirk before he was suspended indefinitely. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti from L.A.
Reports say he spoke to Disney executives about his prepared monologue for Wednesday's show, but they worried it would only inflame the situation.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. Those gathered at the state capitol were greeted by the strings of the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra on Thursday for the state superintendent's State of Education Address. Dr. Jill Underley took to the podium to share the story of education in the Badger State.
Across Wisconsin, our public schools are strong. They are resilient places where every child belongs, where diversity is celebrated, not demonized, where differences aren't feared, but embraced and seen as opportunities to grow together as human beings.
Dr. Underley explained the opposition public schools are facing from the federal government.
Because instead of being a true partner, the Federal Department of Education is using critical funding as a bargaining chip, threatening or withholding it with little or no notice, while demanding compliance with unclear and unlawful demands. They're working to undermine the very things that make our schools strong, welcoming and inclusive places.
She said when we overlook students, it shows up in their learning.
And those who reduce a student's success to a single test score miss the full story, the full human behind that number.
Dr. Underley also addressed the school voucher system.
And here's the truth. We are starving one system while funding another. We cannot afford to keep pulling resources away from public schools to fund private ones and expect both to thrive.
She said the next chapter's pages are still blank.
Will we be the generation that looked away as our schools crumbled? Or will we be the ones who stood up, kept our promise, and chose to write a different story?
What happens next is up to Wisconsinites.
Let us choose to write a better story for our kids, for our schools, for the Wisconsin we believe in. Thank you.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Let's start the show. It's a Friday edition of The Morning Show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Your host, James, here. I'm joined by the CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together.
On Friday.
On a Friday. Oh, it's going to be good. And we're going to kick it off the right way with our friend Brittany Merlot talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing good here.
Great.
I'm enjoying this temperature. Like, the temperatures this morning have been nice. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, mid-60s. Yeah, we got some overcast skies, but that umbrella is going to be helpful this weekend. I was kind of like on an umbrella kick this morning. I was like asking people to send me pictures of their umbrellas because there's so many different varieties.
I was just going to say that. You're looking for fashion umbrellas, aren't you?
I am. And then I was thinking, I want to ask you guys, do you have a fashion umbrella or do you have that little one that kind of, you know, compact, or what kind of umbrella do you rock?
Okay, so the funny thing is I actually threw mine in my purse to come in because I guessed when I leave, when I'm leaving here, I'm going to get rained on. But it depends where. Okay, I have a wide variety of umbrellas, and it drives my husband insane because you know, like I have the big golf umbrellas, but use those like for sporting events, right? Like when you're going to do stuff with your kids, or when you're with people who refuse to carry an umbrella, and then you feel obligated to share. I'm not sharing my little one because then I'm the one getting wet. So, but I have to tell you, I have the coolest one. I'm showing it to James right now. So it's actually, it's called a Vinerella. So it looks like it's a little bottle of wine.
It
doesn't actually look like wine.
But I thought we were going to have a lot more fun this morning than we're going to turn
out. So it's a small, it's like a single person umbrella. But the catch is that it has a hard plastic case. Mm-hmm. And so then when it's wet, it slides into the case and you don't have a wet mess all over.
Gotcha. That is good.
You know, you have to dry it out when you get home. But it's super cute. And I typically see them. I mean, I bought it at a local jewelry store like several years ago. And then I bought one for each of my staff. And you know what I mean? Because it's just, it's super fun. And people look at you like you're nuts because you pull it out and it's like, oh, you have a bottle of wine in your purse. And I don't. But I've also seen them in just some, you know, like smaller specialty gift shops, but they're awesome. It takes a little bit of, you know, you got to get the hang of getting it in there when it's wet.
Sure.
But I do like that because otherwise I'm always dropping a wet umbrella somewhere. You know, I walk into a meeting and it's like, oh, I can just shove it back in the case.
I like that. I also like the idea of being able to mess with people that it might be a bottle of wine. That it might be, you know, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I'm just upset I don't have one. Last name or low, I feel I need that.
I mean, that is a good point.
It's a very good point. Yeah. Do you have a umbrella that you enjoy, Brittany, or a special one or anything?
I have a really fancy special one. It was made by a meteorologist. I think it's called the Weatherman Umbrella, and it's pretty big, but it is made to withstand 55 plus mile per hour
winds. That's what I was going to say. I bet it doesn't flip inside out.
Yeah. Oh, I got to see this.
It's got a little tracker in it, too, so if you lose it, it tells you where it is, and it also links to your phone for those who don't know when it's about to rain. It will tell you, grab the umbrella, it's going to rain in 10 minutes.
That is incredible. Between the two of you, I had no idea how much umbrellas have evolved. Yes, I've been under a rock.
You need a female in your life.
I really do. Oh, God, dear God. That is a
Oh, I mean, for a variety of reasons. Sorry, my bad.
When it comes to the umbrellas, I had no idea they evolved so much. As a guide, this is hilarious. I was just talking the other day with a couple of friends of mine in Florida about this. They will run through the rain as guys because they don't want to be seen with an umbrella because they think it doesn't look cool. And I'm looking at him like, so you would drink a drink without a straw, basically, just because you're worried about not looking cool. How does looking like just standing there soaking wet? How is that cooler than holding it? I'm missing something here. I don't know. And nobody thinks I know what's cool is or anything.
Again, but male, female.
Yeah, I don't know. Get an umbrella, and especially one of these. These sound awesome. Brittany, what is it looking like for temperature? Are we going to need those umbrellas today?
Yeah, I would suggest the umbrella because you won't want the raincoat because highs are still going to be in the mid-70s today, low 70s Saturday and Sunday, and overnight low is still at about 60 degrees. So very mild, consistent temperatures, which is why I wouldn't want a sticky raincoat on. So umbrella, umbrella, umbrella. All weekend long, we have chances for showers all throughout the day. I think it's going to really ramp up potentially some rain in the afternoon and then storms later tonight, mainly through the overnight. Maybe a little break in the morning tomorrow, but then more showers and storms by tomorrow afternoon into the evening. And that kind of stays the case Sunday, too. Potentially a break midday, more showers and storms, very heavy potentially Sunday night and into Monday as well. So we could see a widespread inch or so of rainfall. Some places could get 2 to 3 inches, maybe more, depends how many storms you get underneath. But the system is a big one. It's going to be windy, wet, and overcast for the next few days.
On a great note, Hallmark Christmas movies are out. So if you're just going to camp out, make a pot of soup. Well, it's maybe too warm for soup, but you know,
if you're staying in,
listen to you. You watch Hallmark Christmas movies.
No. But I do have Rihanna in my head now, Umbrella. I do have Umbrella in my head. And that's, you know, I'm thinking of Riri. That's not so bad. Brittany,
now it's in my head. Thanks.
No thanks, James.
Appreciate you, Brittany. Thank you so much. We'll hang out again Monday. You have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.
Best in the business right there, joining us every morning right in this time slot, Brittany Merlot. That was fun. I learned something today. I had no idea umbrellas evolved so much. That was
great. I predict we're going off the rails this morning.
Oh, yeah. It's a Friday show. For sure it's a Friday show.
Because it already started.
We will get into a couple of fun topics today. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club around the corner. After our news, entertainment, and sports break and our partner break, we will, of course, have the star of the day with our friends from Culver's and one of the most famous and popular TV theme songs we've ever done and there's ever been. We will be doing that one today.
Yeah. We have to have done it already.
Oh, we have.
I'm like, just, that is not possible.
Yeah, we just haven't.
If it meets that level of expectation.
I believe it's been a couple of years since we did it. And it's just one of those ones that's so recognizable. We're going to have fun with that one. That is coming up. The new iPhone is out. How many of us think it's overpriced? We will get into that. Along with a paddleboarding pooch that broke a world record. A couple of them. Got that coming up. We got a bunch of entertainment news for you. Looking forward to diving into that. We'll talk about some local, what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen. We will also get to some of our local things going on here in town. And three job interview answers that could instantly end your chances. I think that this is a good one.
How come you didn't consult me on this?
Right, right. It brought you in for a reason. We're going to get into that. All of these things coming up, and it's live radio. As Terry mentioned, who knows what could happen? We are not scripted, everybody. Wow. And of course, we encourage you to call in 715-424-2600.
Our goal is to not get fired today.
Yes, that's it. You know, every day is kind of my goal.
It's wait, I don't know if I can be fired from here.
Nice. That's true. That's true. You got that going for you. And you guys got a lot going on over there at the United Way, Terry. I know that we were talking in our pregame a little bit. This week was a special week, as it usually is for you guys. You had our United Way Day over at McDonald's. How did that go?
It went great. It was so fun seeing, you know, people that... I guess really support both, right? Mm-hmm. Great, great McDonald's supporters as well as longtime United Way supporters. And it's super fun to visit with them. I had to leave. We had our, just by coincidence, because of how we set the calendar, we also had Women United on Wednesday evening. And so it was funny because there was a few people that I was like, oh, I think it's strange I haven't seen this person yet, you know, because I always chat with them at McDonald's Day. Mm-hmm. And then I was maybe gone like 10 minutes and I'm getting a text from one of my staff members. Oh, so-and-so's here. Says hi. And I'm like, oh shoot, you know. So there's some of that, like sometimes we just can't be, even though we want to be, we can't be everywhere at once.
Ships in the night.
But it was a fabulous event, and of course our heartfelt thanks to McDonald's and the staff over there and the extra burden, you know, extra lift that this puts on them, and their leadership and ownership, but then also just the community as a whole, right? Mm-hmm. Just for making it a point to come on out. Maybe that is on their normal path, maybe it's not, but you know, we're very thankful that people were thoughtful about their day and you know, made us a priority. And then of course, you know, the campaign rolls forward, right? Yesterday, our friends at Domtar hosted a brat fry, not to the public, but it's their outage. So for all of their vendors and everybody who's on their mill property for this week, they were able to participate, and that was a great showing. Well, of course, I mean, you've got brats cooking on the grill, like outside, it fills the whole place.
Yes.
And then, you know, and they do a great job. It's you get two brats, a bag of chips and a water for $7. Oh, I mean, it's a great that. And then it all comes to United Way because they get it sponsored. So, you know, there's just a lot of, that's just one example, a lot of great efforts that are going on right now as it pertains to our campaign.
And speaking of that effort, that momentum is going to keep going over the, not only the next couple of weeks, but into October, including the Noodles and Company stay that you guys got.
Yeah, so on October 1st, so just about a week and a half from now, they are also doing an event for us, which is super awesome. From 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., you can get 25% of your purchase will be donated to United Way. There is a code that you have to use. You don't have to bring something along, but you do need to have the code. We have that on our website. So we encourage you to get a look at that. We'll hit it hard with social media and emails and getting that information out, you know, the week of. But that's just something to keep on your radar for Wednesday, October 1st. We are also working on Day of Caring. So we are looking for elderly and disabled in the community who don't otherwise have the support or the means to get their yard ready for fall. You can sign up to get your yard raked. To do that, you can call us at 715-421-0390. We are also looking for rakers, and we have a big goal of 500 volunteers this year to come on out and join us. The date is Saturday, October 25th. And the commitment is, you know, roughly about 3 hours. We do offer a free hot breakfast that we partner with the Grand Rapids Lions, Walmart, Quick Trip, and Ocean Spray. And Pepsi. I'm like, there's somebody else because they provide all the water. So, we partner with them to provide the breakfast. Starts at 8 a.m. at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. About 9 o'clock, we send you out with your raking assignments. If you register early, we've got a free T-shirt for everyone who's raking. When you go on and register as an individual, a family, a team, when you go on and register, you're asked your T-shirt size at that time. Mm-hmm. So there's some, you know, there's some fun opportunity, but really I think what's cool is to, you know, kind of just see all of those light colored shirts out on that morning and see people actively engaged. And really just helping community members. So our goal this year is 500 volunteers, 100 yards.
We can do it. We can do that. That's that. We got that. We got that. As a community, we got that. Let's get together and do this. As a journalist, Terry, I have to ask, do we have a color yet? Do we have to?
You know, we do. I don't know if I'm allowed to share the color.
Okay, that's cool. I have to ask, though. I had to ask. We're looking forward to that day. And
do you think it would deter people from signing up? What if it wasn't their color?
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. But you know something? This community, you look good in every color. There's no color you don't look good in, everybody.
You know, but how about you heard it here first? Oh. I don't think we've shared the color, honestly. I don't think we've shared the color at all. The shirts have been ordered, but it is a shade of green.
Ooh, very cool.
And it's been quite a while since we've done green, and our staff person who, I was going back and forth between two colors, we try to not repeat for a long time because people who do earn them, so to speak, you know, get them, they kind of like to have a little variety. Yep. So we try not to repeat for a period of time. So I was going back and forth between two colors, but our staff member who is coordinating this, ultimately I let her decide and she said, well, green is my favorite color. I'm like, perfect. So
works.
So it'll be awesome. I think it's called turf green, but I can't remember for sure.
Green in Wisconsin. I think you'll be all right. I think it's going to be okay. That's going to be great. And I cannot wait to see that sea of green around the city when Day of Caring comes up.
I mean,
your calendars for that.
I was thinking
everybody.
Like a rusty brown, but then they just blend in with the leaves, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah. You know, we don't want that.
We want something that stands out when we go by.
Especially when I'm jumping in the leaf piles. You don't want to lose me. You don't want to get happen. Get to uwswac.org. Be sure to sign up and make sure to spread the word about this so we can get as many people out there to know about it and lawns that need to be taken care of. And the campaign is going strong, everybody. If you want to invest and donate in your United Way, find out more at uwswac.org. We'll wrap up our show with a wrap-up of our United Way update in a little bit. Coming up, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR.
If you're looking for the perfect spot to cure your sweet tooth, visit El Cafe. They've got an incredible pie selection daily with options like apple, pumpkin, and blueberry. They've even got cheesecakes like cherry, triple berry, and fudge. El Cafe pies are the perfect way to end a great meal or just a good excuse to stop in for a slice. See what all the fuss is about at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Now available for pre-order or with meals. Stop by El Cafe and grab yours today by calling 715-887-2233.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan, featured products, or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Turn things all the way up and find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
Hi friends, it's Steven.
And Katrina from Family Natural Foods. We'll be having our 79th Customer Appreciation Day sale going on Friday, October 3rd, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, October 4th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., 910 West Grand Ave in Wisconsin Rapids.
We'll have samples and product experts answering your questions. Don't forget to sign up for some awesome door prizes and receive a free gift with purchase. Join us Friday, October 3rd and Saturday, October 4th for our 79th Customer Appreciation Day sale.
Working with nature since 1946.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies for today. Most of the day will be dry, but a shower, perhaps a thunderstorm, possible late in the afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. Showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely tonight. It'll be a mild night with lows in the upper 50s to near 60. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Celebrate.
You heard the boys. Time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and talk about our great friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us. Keep in mind, they got some great specials going on over there. And of course, they're getting more and more popular. Famous Fish Fry going on over there. Be sure to check that out tonight, everybody. Head on over to 221 Market Avenue. Buy local, support local, and say a good morning to our friends over at El Cafe. We wish them a good one, good start to the day and the Friday that they got ahead. And we hope that you get us more of these birthdays and anniversaries. Thank you so much to everybody who has. We appreciate you. Get them to us. You can email us, info@wfhr.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. And you can call on up, 715-424-2600. You can call or text us through the Civic Media app as well. Terry got a little work for you to do here.
Ugh.
I need a 1 through 4. All right, give it alone. All right, there. Da, 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 da. Okay, and I need a 1 or a 2.
1.
All right, there we go. And you're all done. Nice. You can take the rest of the show off. Taking a look at our list today, we want to start off by wishing a very happy 45th anniversary to Jack and Mary Sue Jinsky.
Happy anniversary.
Happy 45th, you two. Oh, landing on a Friday, that's perfect. Celebrate all weekend long. Enjoy. Hope it's a great one for you, too. 45th, that's awesome. We wish a very happy birthday to Tom Bach.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Enjoy the day, sir. We hope it's a good one for you. Wishing a happy birthday to Nancy Mancusi.
Happy birthday, Nancy.
Nancy, enjoy the day. We wish you a wonderful day. And our qualifier today, celebrating their 18th birthday, Morgan Young.
Oh, happy birthday, Morgan.
Happy birthday, Morgan.
Hope you have a super day.
Yeah, enjoy your day. Enjoy that special one. 18, that's a big one. 18th birthday, that's a great birthday. That's
She's our neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, as country neighbors go.
Right,
all right,
right
she lives
right.
like 2 miles away.
Right, right. But still, happy birthday, Morgan. Enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one for you. Have a great 18th. And you're our qualifier. Hey, hopefully
that's awesome.
Starting off good. Starting off good. We also want to take a moment to wish Civic Media's Jessica Plotkin-Sell a happy birthday. Jessica's great. Enjoy your day, Jessica.
Happy birthday.
On Saturday, we wish a very happy birthday to Alex Gomez.
Happy birthday, Alex.
Alex and his family are new to the area and started listening to us when they moved in, and they've been listening ever since. We appreciate that. Enjoy your time. Enjoy your birthday, man. And we wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Marie Austin.
Happy birthday.
Marie, have a great day. Enjoy. Hope it's a good one for you. Enjoy the day, and you're a qualifier. And then on Sunday, we get to put the spotlight on the 6th anniversary of Brian and Jennifer Ratke.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, you two. As Pam notes here, 6th anniversary is iron or wood.
Huh.
I like that.
Nice.
I like that. Enjoy your anniversary, you two. Brian and Jennifer, you're our qualifiers for Sunday. We wish you a fantastic 6th anniversary. And taking a look at our celebrity list, who you share your birthdays and anniversaries with. First off, we wish a very happy 61st birthday to Trisha Yearwood today.
Oh, I like Trisha Yearwood.
She's
fabulous in concert.
Oh, I bet. Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet. Yeah. She's one of those ones, the live stuff I've heard, especially like at the award shows and everything. She sounds exactly like she does recorded. And I think that's one of the better compliments I can give an artist is it's just sounding that good. She's the real deal.
I saw her pre Garth Brooks. But yeah, I don't know. She's awesome.
Those two sound really good together.
They really
too.
Do.
No, they should do more together. They should see, there might be something there.
But there's that whole live
right.
together, work yeah, together
right.
crap.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Can we also say, like, non-cynically, how cool it is when couples like that are still together? Like, you and I grew up where, in the 80s, it felt like a couple got together and 2 weeks later they were apart. And every once in a while, there was that famous couple that stuck it out, like Bruce and Demi or something, for a while and everything. But for the most part, it was, you know, I think that's cool. That's great.
Yeah, me too.
It cannot be easy when you think about how hard a relationship is just in general. And then you add on some of those factors.
And the public eye all the time. Right?
Sure, there are plenty of positives too to being a famous couple, but there's also, I think, a lot more or just as much, you know, landmines that you got to deal with. Lita Ford is 67, and I don't know, but I love Trisha Yearwood and Lita Ford being around the same age and sharing a birthday.
Okay, we're just going to go. I saw her too.
Oh, did you? Nice.
Another person, Terry Sutton.
All right, this is awesome. All right, keep going.
Lead guitarist for the Runaways, Kiss Me Deadly, close, so many songs from Lita Ford. Joan London is 75. Former Good Morning America host. I didn't see her live. No. I felt like a lot of us did growing up. I know that was my mom's favorite morning show, was that one. And
Sure.
She loved Joan London.
Yeah, I remember. I mean, I saw her on TV. I'm just saying I never, you know, no in-person stuff.
Never saw her live acoustic sets. Never.
No, no.
The great Jeremy Irons is 77 today. Alfred in the Justice League. The voice of Scar and the Lion King. Of course, the bad guy in Die Hard. And there's another Bruce Willis reference. The Borges, Jeremy Irons, one of the better actors you will ever see. Bill Medley, 85 today, one of the Righteous Brothers. Unchained Melody, If You Lost That Love and Feeling, so many songs from the Righteous Brothers. And some people no longer with us would have been celebrating birthdays today. The great James Lipton, born on this day in 1926, Inside the Actors Studio legend. One of my favorite interviewers of all time. I loved his interviews. Way before the internet, we had that as a show that kind of gave you insight to a lot of the craft and really gave us stars before we knew they were stars. Bradley Cooper famously used to be on that show, and I would see him always holding his hand up and having great questions. I'd be like, oh, that guy's always there. That guy's always asking questions. And like 3 years later, he shows up in The Hangover and stuff. And this is a great show. And for many people, the one true Batman, Adam West, born on this date in 1928. Of course, Batman from the 60s series.
I love that show.
I loved it too. Grew up on it. Loved it. And certainly, Adam West had a great career after that, really. You know, when you look at all the cameos, voice acting he did, really had a second act with voice acting.
You know, all of these kids, I don't even know if it's kids, all the people who are into the superhero movies, like, they should have to go back and watch the original Batman, the original Superman, and like Wonder Woman, like this, you know what I mean, like the TV series.
Yes. Oh my god, I love this idea. This is one of the this is a fantastic idea. So you get a ticket, you want to see the new Superman and everything, and you're sitting there like, awesome, so did you see the first? No, I didn't see. Oh, I'm sorry, you're gonna have to go over to this room real quick and watch it before you can watch the new one.
Like a pre-viewing room, right? Like you have to go sit in here and then you get ushered to the next.
I want this idea to happen. We are making this happen.
It'd be so fun.
That is so awesome. That is fantastic. And I would think people would enjoy it too. Taking a look at Saturday celebrity birthdays. John Bethrell is 49. Frank Castle in The Punisher. Got a big break in The Walking Dead. Daredevil. He's been in a lot of good stuff. He's a good one. One of those real guys too. He's got a really good podcast out there as well. Gary Cole is 69. A legendary character actor. Now, he was Agent Alden on NCIS for a while there. But he was also on Veep, and of course in Office Space. Yeah, we're gonna need you to come in on Saturday. Yeah, if you could just, oh, is that stapler? I'm just gonna take that stapler. He's so good, so good. It's great actor.
Maybe, you know, it'd be nice to have just a recording of his different sayings that you could just use when you need to.
And apparently one of the best people to work with. People love working with him. One of those guys. Happy 69th to him. Happy 77th to George R.R. Martin, author of the Game of Thrones books, and to the frustration of many Game of Thrones fans. As my sister, will continue to bark about it. If I texted her right now, I guarantee you it would come up. But he hasn't finished that book. It's been like 10 years. He hasn't finished the book. Like, finish the book, man. Get over yourself already. And I love being able to say this. Happy 90th birthday to the forever young, the Italian wonderful legend, Sophia Loren. Oh, Sophia Loren. Grumpier Old Men is probably where a lot of younger audiences will know her from, and the great performance in that. But all you got to do is just throw that into your search engine and everything, and you will see exactly why I stammer over that name, and why, especially, and I'll have to be honest, as an Italian kid growing up, there was not a lot of famous Italian actors. There was not a lot of people that had that. Yes, Sophia Loren was beautiful for all day, like, and to this day, and forever beautiful. Something that I like to note as an original beauty, or what a true classic beauty is, somebody you can put in any era and they're going to be, you know, that kind of beauty. But that is only matched by her as her talent and her skill. She is incredible. Her timing, fantastic.
She her is facial fabulous expression. In that
I love
movie.
Sophia Loren. I love Sophia Loren. Wonderful actor. And then we take a quick look at Sunday birthdays. Alfonso Ribeiro is 54. Carlton and the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And he does a lot of hosting gigs.
Dancing with the Stars.
With the Stars. I saw he does I was waiting to watch football, I think, in the America's Funniest Home Videos was on.
Oh, yeah. I feel like he is on that too.
He's good. He's good. Faith Hill is 58 on Sunday.
Saw her. There. Finally, we're getting back around.
Okay, jeez. Here we go. Come back around. There we go. All full circle. Rob Morrow is 63. Northern Exposure in Numbers. Great actor. Dave Coulier, 66. Uncle Joey on Fuller House. And Full House, I should say. Bill Murray, 75. One of the greatest talents to come out of Chicago. One of our treasures in Bill Murray. Love Bill Murray. Love you, sir.
And he doesn't even have to talk. Just nope. Like some of the dumb faces he makes, you're just like,
go ahead, to your point, go ahead, even if you've never seen Caddyshack, and just watch his scenes. He doesn't really say a whole lot to them, but it's just, oh, I love Bill Murray. Also, one of the few people could walk into any room basically and be invited. Like he crashes weddings all the time and stuff. He does the, like that's the only reason to me to be famous is so I could do that. So I could just, like, any bar mitzvah I want, I'm just going to show up. That seems fun. Stephen King is 78 on Sunday. I have to let my mom know that. Her favorite author. Whether you like him or not.
I'm not talking about him. I'm just like his. Sure. Stuff for me, sure. Is so creepy.
But you cannot talk about literature, let alone American literature, without Stephen King. Think about how long he's been doing this. Almost our whole lives, yeah. He has been putting out New York Times bestsellers and been a world-selling author, a world-known talent, and to his movies, to all these different things. But the thing about Stephen King, this is something that I hold highly as an actor. To me, there's a couple of things that make you one of the greats as an actor. You got to be able to do it live, and can you do multiple roles? Can you do drama, comedy, all the different things? I want you to be able to do all. Sing, dance, you got to be able to do it all. Stephen King is that as a writer. He's done that as a writer. Certainly, he's known as a horror writer. I make no bones about that. But The Green Mile and Stand By Me and so many other great books of his, that if you didn't know that was Stephen King, you would not believe it.
I say he's creepy, and I'm like making cringy faces, but he probably would take that as a compliment.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, that's the goal, right?
Also, an incredible sharer of himself, too. He's been very self-deprecating and honest. I like following on Twitter because he has an awesome dog that he calls Evil, even though she's not. It's awesome. That's great.
I mean, he's got a car called Christine.
He's that guy. Larry Hagman. Larry Hagman would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday. J.R. Ewing on Dallas.
Just talking about Dallas the other day. Mm. Yeah, Wednesday. That's funny.
Who
shot him?
Oh, what? Yeah, that's right. Who did? Go back.
Do you remember the season cliffhanger?
I'm not even talking
about that show. I'm talking about just in general.
Kids nowadays
are missing this.
They miss it. It was
the
a cool
whole
thing.
A whole season drops at once.
Oh, it was a cool thing. It was a cool thing back in the day to have to wait. Even though we hated it, it was still cool when you look back on it. My Nana was so darn angry at that ending. I have seen that woman like 5 times in my life. I saw that woman truly angry.
The other four were at you.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. At least three of them. But Larry Hagman has one of the best acting stories I've ever heard. He was on the Tonight Show and he was talking to Johnny Carson, and Johnny knows that Larry Hagman, for those that don't know, an incredible thespian, played almost every big role you can think of in theater and everything, but was obviously known as JR. He got kind of typecast. So Johnny asked him, hey, how do you feel about, being known as that and everything, and just one role? To my point of before, of being known as a great actor among other actors, you want to have an eclectic work. You don't want to be a one-trick pony. And Larry looked at, I will never forget this. He looks at Johnny without blinking an eye. He's like, Johnny, I get paid to do what I love for a living. They could put JR on my tombstone. As a 8-9-year-old kid, that changed me. That changed a whole different way I looked at acting. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I could give a darn less about being famous. I don't care what anybody else does. If I get to do what I love, I'm a SAG member. I've been a SAG member since 2008. I am technically a working actor. That just that alone to me means the world, means the moon to me.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It really started with his statement on that.
You know, I liked him in I Dream of Jeannie, too.
He's good on there. He's good. Good actor. He's a very good actor. Very good. We will get to our commercial break, but we also got to get to a couple of other things. One thing I wanted to make sure to mention, this is our last day for being able to do our Friday ticket giveaway. We've been able to do this all summer long with our friends over at the Milwaukee Brewers. Big shout out to them and our sales and marketing team. We've been giving you a keyword to text to us, and then you have a chance to win this pack of four tickets to see the Brewers as they take on Friday, September 26th, the Cincinnati Reds. All you got to do is pull up the Civic Media app and text us GOLD. G-O-L-D. Text us GOLD, everybody, and get a chance to win those pack of four tickets to go see the Reds on Friday, September 26th. I got a little tongue-tied because I'm excited because that gold leads me into... you know, you broke some news earlier, Terry, about the color for the shirts and everything. I want to let the audience in on something. Next week, Monday, we are kicking off our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest.
There you go.
This has been one of the more popular things I've been a part of in radio, no matter what company I've worked with. This works. People love this. We're going to give you a keyword to text to us, and you'll have a daily chance to win a $200 cash or a gold jewelry, a gold-plated chain, where the grand prize is going to be two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay versus Minnesota. We are so excited about this. It all kicks off on Monday, so be listening for that, and make sure that you have that Civic Media app handy. For now, text us the keyword GOLD and get yourself a chance to win that pack of four tickets to see your Brewers take on the Reds.
So, James, $200 is not going to get you as big of a gold chain as what your hands indicated.
Oh, yeah,
you were
really?
Like a well, big...
In my defense, I'm an 80s kid. I was thinking Run DMC. I know exactly what you were thinking.
It was perfect.
Yeah. Text us the keyword GOLD, everybody, and good luck to you. We're rooting for all you Central Wisconsinites. We'll be back with more show coming up in the Star of the Day from our friends from Culver's here at 97.5 FM WFHR.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. Those gathered at the state capitol were greeted by the strings of the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra on Thursday for the state superintendent's State of Education Address. Dr. Jill Underley took to the podium to share the story of education in the Badger State.
Across Wisconsin, our public schools are strong. They are resilient places where every child belongs, where diversity is celebrated, not demonized. Where differences aren't feared, but embraced and seen as opportunities to grow together as human beings.
Dr. Underley explained the opposition public schools are facing from the federal government.
Because instead of being a true partner, the federal Department of Education is using critical funding as a bargaining chip, threatening or withholding it with little or no notice, while demanding compliance with unclear and unlawful demands. They're working to undermine the very things that make our schools strong, welcoming and inclusive places.
She said when we overlook students, it shows up in their learning.
And those who reduce a student's success to a single test score miss the full story, the full human behind that number.
Dr. Underley also addressed the school voucher system.
And here's the truth. We are starving one system while funding another. We cannot afford to keep pulling resources away from public schools to fund private ones and expect both to thrive.
She said the next chapter's pages are still blank.
Will we be the generation that looked away as our schools crumbled? Or will we be the ones who stood up, kept our promise, and chose to write a different story?
What happens next is up to Wisconsinites.
Let us choose to write a better story for our kids, for our schools, for the Wisconsin we believe in. Thank you.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay.
A setback for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers traveled to Cleveland to play the Browns on Sunday. Yesterday, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft went down during practice with a knee injury. Offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich asked if he saw what happened.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be all right, but we'll just kind of see how it goes. Obviously, if anyone goes down that you have as a part of your game plan, you'll have to adjust some things. So we'll kind of see what happens with the injury report and everything like that and what the trainers say, and we'll make adjustments.
It appears to not be season ending. College football, the Badgers at home tomorrow at Camp Randall against Maryland. Game time 11 a.m. It's Wisconsin's first conference game of the season. The Brewers with another win. They beat the Angels 5-2, completing a three-game sweep. Tonight, the Brewers in St. Louis against the Cards. The magic number now at 4.
Tough road trip coming up with travel and all that kind of stuff. Night game, travel the next day and play. Can't take anything for granted. Just got to keep banging away.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Paul Newman's daughter Nell had some nice things to say about her father's bond with Robert Redford, who passed away earlier this week, saying what her dad loved about Redford was that he was a philanthropist, but he didn't seek a lot of attention for being a philanthropist. She also shared that Redford is the one who inspired Newman to become more charitable and more of an environmentalist. Paul Newman said years ago, Bob was ahead of the game. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you haven't seen the documentary Long Shot on Netflix, check it out. It's only 45 minutes long and tells the story of a Los Angeles man wrongfully accused of murder who has trouble proving his alibi, which was being at a Dodger game. The story is heartfelt, but also makes one realize how easy it is for someone to be accused and how difficult it can be to prove your innocence. The best thing about the film is a certain TV star who comes to the man's aid. The film is riveting and a total feel-good. Check out Long Shot on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Earlier this summer, the Trump Justice Department requested states turn over massive amounts of voter registration, balloting, and election administration records. Two states which refused the request, Maine and Oregon, are now being sued by DOJ. The Brennan Center for Justice counts 34 states which received data requests from either the Civil Rights Division, formerly a watchdog for voting rights, or from DOJ's Criminal Division. New Hampshire cited state statutes prohibiting the release of such information, but Indiana confirmed it recently sent DOJ personal information, including driver's license and partial Social Security numbers. Maine received its first request in mid-July, which it declined August 8th, citing a lack of justification. DOJ's statement announcing the suit said, quote, American citizens have a right to feel confident in the integrity of our electoral process, and the refusal of certain states to protect their citizens against vote dilution will result in legal consequences, unquote. Vote dilution refers to alleged widespread voting by non-citizens, an already debunked conspiracy theory from the 2020 and 2024 elections. The Trump administration confirmed last week it was sharing the voter data with the Department of Homeland Security. Secretaries of State Shanna Bellows in Maine and Tobias Reid of Oregon have vowed to fight the request in court. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
We want to thank our listeners for following the Rapids Report over to the podcast world. Your growing support for the show and your favorite guests, area nonprofits, is greatly appreciated.
We love getting the word out about the great things nonprofits do for the community. Special thanks to Crockett Septic for sponsoring this show as they continue to help us bring you great conversations.
Listen to the Rapids Report at WFHR.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies for today. Most of the day will be dry, but a shower, perhaps a thunderstorm possible late in the afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. Showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely tonight. It'll be a mild night with lows in the upper 50s to near 60. Currently, it's 62.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. If you know it and you haven't won anything in 30 days, get ready to call up 715-424-2600, or you can call us through the Civic Media app. Feel free to get in touch with us either way you need to. We want to say a big shout out to our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Wherever you got a Culvers, you got a business putting back into the community. Buy local, support local. We appreciate our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. All right, everybody, get ready. Get those phones set, ready to call up or use that Civic Media app. Let Terry and I know what TV theme song this is from. Now, hang on. There it was. I knew there was some, so I do this all the time. There we go. And take two. Oh, it's doing, it just keeps doing it to me.
We're going
to
have,
there we go.
Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew.
Can you guys not hear it? Is that it? How is nobody calling it?
Oh, there's a call.
Woo! Good morning. What's your answer?
Is it the Golden Girls?
Yes, it is.
Nice job.
Nice done. Nicely done. Let me make this official. There we go. Who do we have on the phone with us?
Sandy.
I'm sorry. Sandy?
Sandy.
Yeah. Mandy.
S-A-N-D-Y.
Oh, you did say Sandy. I'm so sorry. I have a little bit of a rough connection. It's great to talk to you, Sandy. Thanks so much for listening and playing along. Did you know that one?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I would say that's one of the more famous theme songs there is. You know, that's a good one.
Yeah, it is.
A classic show. Classic show. Wonderful show. I think that you can make an argument that is the best casted TV show any of us have ever seen. It really is. There was no weak links on that cast. Just a wonderful show. Well, thank you, Sandy. Thanks so much for listening and playing along. We appreciate you. Where are you calling us from?
Wisconsin Rapids.
All right. Got ourselves a Rapids winner. Nice. Well, Sandy, if you don't mind, hang on the line. I'm going to get a little information from you off air. You're our newest star of the day.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Thank you, Sandy.
It's a good thing we didn't have a hard one today.
Yeah, yeah.
With our internal struggles.
Apparently, yes, yes. That is why you don't. I'm not using that site again. I'm not using it. And why do we do Golden Girls? Well, why not? For one thing, I mean, why wouldn't you do that one? It's also been. I think it's been about 3 years since we've done it last. So it's been a while.
I mean, it's all good to repeat. When you said it was like the most popular ever, I'm like, oh,
it's got to be one of the most famous theme songs of all time. It aired, but we did it this week in particular because Golden Girls aired on NBC from September 14th, 1985 to May 9th, 1992, with 180 half-hour episodes spanning seven seasons. The show's, of course, ensemble cast, the legends Bea Arthur, Betty White, Rue McCallahan, and Estelle Getty, the legend Estelle Getty. So it kicked off on September 14th, 1985. We just missed it by a couple of days, but the anniversary of Golden Girls premiering. So that's, of course, why we're going to do it. And why we are your friend, everybody. We're your friend. So we are going to go. We're Sandy's new friend. So we're going to go ahead and get her some free Culver's. And Terry and I will be back with more show. But be listening every Friday for another edition of Star of the Day. We appreciate our good friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Get ready to play some more next week, everybody.
Where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, we can't read a deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies for today. Most of the day will be dry, but a shower, perhaps a thunderstorm, possible late in the afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. Showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely tonight. It'll be a mild night with lows in the upper 50s to near 60. Currently, it's 62.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, a locally grown radio, 80s edition, a Friday 80s edition, anytime Terry's in with us. Hope y'all are having a great one out there. We appreciate you listeners out there. We got great calls, great fun today. We've had a lot of fun. We're going to keep that going. Next hour, we're going to have some entertainment news for you, let you know what's new on your small screens, your big screen. And we'll get into some other fun stuff with some of our great artists from the country music world and other places. Want to talk about our new newsletter that premiered?
I cannot believe I never thought of this before, but I am making this my ringtone for you. Not that you ever call me, but maybe if you'd start,
yeah.
Then I could hear this song more.
I'm going to start now. Now I'm going to start.
I'm not going to answer because I want it to play longer.
Oh, of course. That makes sense. It will be an emergency the one time I do call. That'll be my luck.
Like, no, really? That'll
be our luck. And we're also going to have some other fun in the 10 o'clock hour. Got a couple of cool topics for us, along with our schedule and some good stories of the day and some great events going on in our area. The new iPhone 17 lands today, but if you're hoping your iPhone 12, with a cracked screen, will last another year, you're not alone. I don't know where mine is or anything like that, but I will say, and this is, not... It's funny how this thing can go, how with Android or Apple or some of that, how people can be about these things. I could not care less. When I went to Apple, it was because that's where teaching we were going. And all the teachers were using that system. And in order to, do Zoom and some of these things, it was easier to just have that. So that's why I went that route. But I never went to the laptop route. I just do the phone. I don't know that when I do need a new phone, if I'm going to stick with Apple. I'm not really sure.
Kids use it. Like, everyone uses it.
Yeah.
But I just got a new phone in July, and I was really debating, and largely only because of, my daughter that's away at college for FaceTime. And then I thought, well, that's dumb, because we can use video on Snapchat. Yeah. Because I've just never really been an Apple person. And so I stuck with Samsung. I didn't switch. And now I just feel like I'm getting grief about it all the time.
Well, and here's I know people in that same boat. Here's the thing. Even if you do want the new one, who can get this phone? Close to 9 in 10 Americans think iPhones are overpriced now, according to a new poll. How is that not 10 for 10? I don't know how anybody can justify the price for these things, including myself. The cheapest iPhone 17 is $800. Or if you go with a Pro Max and 2 terabytes of storage, you're looking at $2,000 for a phone.
But it
kind
of depends where you're at in your phone plan. Because some people, I don't necessarily, and it's not because of Stellar Service, but I'm just saying I don't typically jump from one provider to the next. But there are a lot of providers that are like, if you come to us and then you commit, whatever, for 2 years or 3 years, but if you come to us, you get the phone free. Mm-hmm. So I think that's part of what drives the price up for the rest of us, too.
Well, and I think there's another thing that happens with phones, and part of the reason I wanted to talk about this, and it's kind of something that we are in the middle of happening right now with a lot of words and a lot of things in society. We are, with so much, and this is human existence from day one, we're trying to fix the hole in the boat while we're on the boat. It's just the way things work. Time only goes forward. When we talk about phones, like our generation, we imagine to have a certain thought of a phone. And when we were kids, a phone pretty much had one job. And that was it.
Yeah.
And the idea of paying $800 for a landline, you would jump out a window before you do that. Like, you would never do that. But that's not what our modern phones are. They're supercomputers. And if I told you you're spending $800 for a multi-use entertainment system that can also make phone calls and texts and do work and et cetera, then all of a sudden you start to justify it in your head. I think it's a little bit better for us to kind of redefine what a phone is and in our own heads. I'm not saying Funkin' Wagnall's got to do this, but us as human, as society, looking at it that way. But then also the other side of this, of how much tech do you need? The only reason they're tinkering with these things is not for us to have a better experience, but for us to spend another $800. And I don't know about anybody else, but my phone works just fine, and I'm like three or four away from 17.
See, that's the thing. I don't jump on. I mean, when I got a new phone in July, like, I had had my other phone for like 4 years. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a...
Part of what sold me this, I believe the Irishman, that one, there was a couple other films like that, big time directors that I look up to, I enjoy, they use their iPhones for some of those scenes. Like, that sold me this. I was like, oh, okay, well, now we're talking. Like,
very functional.
But after that, I'm like, okay, what do you got? Because unless it's literally going to I'm horrible. You know this. I'm horrible at texting. I don't need AI's help on texting. Even AI wouldn't be able to help me. So,
I was going to say, you might need AI's help on texting, actually.
I just want the phone to do it. Come on. If I'm going to pay $1,000 for a phone, you better be able to text. Like, make my texts sound great. I want Shakespeare texts. I want,
I think it depends
like
how you use all of the tools, though. You know what I mean? Like, if you stay, or if your method of keeping yourself organized is electronic, you know, there is some value to that. There's also the interface between the iPhone and the MacBook and the iPad, and how, you know, like, it's one account, but you can make it hit all of your, I think that there, if you use the tools, you know, you can make it worthwhile. I think
absolutely.
It's just a matter of really what your needs are.
Yeah, I know my previous agent, not my current one, but my previous agent helped me pay half of my phone. Maybe around half, because it was work related. Because of the teaching I was doing with it, the auditioning I was doing with it, we were able to make it a business move. I can see that just as much as I can see people out there not needing all those bells and whistles, and I just want a basic phone. But I will say that when it comes to business world and phones, the idea. I do think that you're going to be seeing more businesses have to step up and help employees with phones and purchasing the most modern tech or whatever if you expect them to have it. That's something that's there's an imbalance right now of how much the average household is making and how much items are costing. And it's only getting bigger and bigger. And at a certain point, the chickens are going to come home to roost. Like they always do. Either something's going to give on that.
Those darn chickens.
Well, they always do, don't they? I mean,
they do.
At least they better. Otherwise, we're going to come up with a new phrase. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to come up with something new.
Oh boy. We better stick with the chickens.
I love the idea of any of our people out there listening. I'm like, what does he know about chickens coming home to roost?
City boy.
Yeah. Even with these price tags, plenty of us do still think it's worth it. And more than a quarter of Americans said that they're willing to take on debt for a new phone. That's much. That's a bit much for me. But I teach their own. Teach their own. And I do think that, like, what we're talking about here, you can see both sides of this and see how some are, you know.
And one other thing I think, too, though, as the technology continues to improve, I mean, really, this phrase has been said a long time, too. Like, you're holding a supercomputer in your hand. Mm-hmm. But in many cases, you are. Like, the capability is the same as the laptop that you're on. So then it's like, well, if I'm only going to have one of those, maybe the phone version is better because of the communication, you know what I mean, functionality. So, yeah, I think everybody has to weigh it out. But if you're going to go in debt for your phone, don't go in debt up to your eyeballs.
Yeah.
Here, we'll just have like corny sayings.
I love it. It's a corny saying Friday. I'm all for it. I'm all here for it. One thing that I wanted to do before we wrapped up the hour, I don't know that we'll have the time next hour, but I wanted to make sure to mention this. And you touched on this last time we were together with Talking United Way. And September is where we observe Suicide Prevention Month. And there's a lot of layers to this topic. And I think one of the biggest things we can do is look for opportunities. And I'll admit, I'm shoehorning this in. I know there's no segue here, but I'm doing that for a reason, because that's how this happens. And it can happen. And in the Midwest especially, where we don't share our feelings very much and we don't let people know that we're struggling oftentimes. We just rub some dirt on and then keep walking. That's the Midwest way. And I love our people for that. This is a different time now. And we need to share. We need to find people to share with. And certainly keep be open to it. Even if you are not struggling, you can be a partner, you can be an ally, you can be a friend, just by being open to this topic, bringing it up with friends and family. So, hey, maybe everybody's doing good, but if that day comes where they are struggling, they know you're a friend. They know you're an ally. The way we handle ourselves around those we love matters more than we realize, and it's important to share that information. And I want to send a shout out to our good friend Tom Heiser, who joins us every month with our monthly Veterans Update. Tom will be here in a couple of weeks. Tom sent over a great piece about our veterans and how many of our veterans are struggling with suicide and how many we have lost in recent years to suicide. The idea, this comes up with unhoused people. There's a lot of people that want to talk trash about unhoused people in these things. Do you realize the percentage of those that are soldiers? Do you know the percentage of those that are soldiers? You might want to think twice before you start casting things around like that. And you might want to start being more open about this topic. Because I don't know about anybody else, but what I'm doing right now is a lot easier than losing a soldier, than losing somebody we love. So let's talk about this. Let's keep that in mind. That's what the point of all these prevention months or different things are about, us actually talking about them.
And be reminded that the 988 hotline is there, is available. So, you know, if you are in one of those scenarios, like James said, where you feel like you don't know where to turn or who to turn to, and, you know, and hopefully you can identify that person. But but if not, or if another layer of support is needed, is, you know, dial 988. You are worthy. We love you.
Yep.
We need you.
Mm-hmm. We got your back, and there are resources out there. And we'll be back right here on The Morning Show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Many health experts pleased. A new CDC advisory panel has tabled a vote on changing a longstanding recommendation for hepatitis B vaccines for newborns. Dr. Flor Munoz at the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases.
There has been 30 years of progress with prevention of hepatitis B disease and potentially cancer.
President Trump and China Xi Jinping speaking by phone this morning to firm up a deal to save TikTok in the U.S. CBS's Natalie Brands at the White House.
This comes after earlier in the week, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent confirmed that there was a framework for a deal and that the commercial terms had been agreed upon.
Breaking news from the Chicago suburbs, federal agents clashing with protesters outside an ICE facility. CBS News Chicago's Darius Johnson's in Broadview.
That is resulting in protesters being dragged, pushed to the ground, arrested, and being hit with tear gas, pepper balls, rubber bullets.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.